And good morning, everybody. KGFX. This time for People in Your Neighborhood. This morning, I am joined by Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen. And good morning, Mayor Hansen. How are you?
Good morning, Will. I'm good. I'm good. It's a beautiful morning again.
Oh, yeah. Going to be really nice weather over the next few days. I guess I heard a rumor that there's going to be some snow, I guess, in the coming weeks.
That's a nasty rumor.
Yeah, I know it is, isn't it? It's like, don't be passing that rumor around.
Yeah,
here.
Exactly. I won't say you said it.
Yeah, okay. I appreciate that.
Okay.
So what's going on over there on the other side of the river?
Well, the one thing I wanted to talk about is that tomorrow is the deadline for petitions, nominating petitions, to be turned in for the election. And there are four incumbent seats open. One in each of the wards for city council and mayor. And so I have turned in my petition, as have the other incumbents. And so unless someone turns in a petition tomorrow by 5 o'clock to run in opposition, there will be no election. And so that happens every once in a while, not all the time, but you know, maybe every other election year. Mm-hmm. And so that's happening. If there is an election, it's April 9th. And then the other thing that we have to talk about this time of year is the need for seasonal employees. And a lot of times high school and college kids take advantage of that, but a lot of times retired people do as well. And so we will be hiring people in parks. We have a lot of green space to keep mowed and weeded. And so if you're a person who enjoys the outdoors and likes being out on a mower, it's a great job. And then we also need a number of lifeguards for the swimming pool, and we need museum attendance. And the age limit for the museum is only 14. The lifeguards is 16, and if you're going to be operating equipment in the parks is 18. And so there is more information on our city website. And if you're interested, there are applications on the city website as well. But if you want to stop in and ask questions and pick up an application, City Hall is the place to do that.
Okay. So in case there's some new people, like where is City Hall located?
City Hall is in the lower level of the courthouse. It's right on the highway, right next to Dakota Mart.
Okay.
So a good question. And then we still have a full-time position, a permanent full-time position, Assistant Public Works Director for code enforcement. And that's still open. I think that closes tomorrow also. So if you're interested in that, get your application in.
So what kind of duties does that position have?
That's an interesting job because it's really has two major responsibilities. And one is building inspection and building permits. And so that person, if they have some construction background, that's helpful. So when you go out and look at a new building being built, you have a checklist anyway. But it's helpful to have some construction knowledge. And then the other part of that job is code enforcement, and every city in the world has an issue of property owners who need to address some of the condition of their property, and whether it's weeds or whether it's dilapidated buildings or whether it's a junk car parked in there somewhere. Every city needs to address that, and every every neighbor who has a neighbor who doesn't keep up their property, you know, appreciates it a lot. And so that one doesn't require a lot of training, but what we have decided to do is to offer the job to someone with law enforcement background, because if you get to the point, now normally we don't get to the point where you need to take it to the courts, mm-hmm. Because generally people to have enough pride in their property that they will do what you ask and do what's needed. But once in a while, it does require you going to court, and in that case, it's really nice to have someone with that law enforcement background, and they can then legally serve the legal papers. And so it just saves time, is more efficient for everybody all around. So we have changed that a little, and are hoping to find someone that has the law enforcement certification, and then the pay is very similar to what a law enforcement officer would make. So we're interested in having applications for that job as well.
Okay, yeah. And anybody listening, don't forget also some seasonal opportunities.
Exactly. We talked to a group of students yesterday, and you know, kids are thinking about it. So, and it's when the weather starts getting nice, you start thinking about that summer job, and we have learned that we have to be a lot more flexible with the hours than we used to be. Kids have a lot of activities now, and they need to have time off to go to basketball camp or tennis camp or something.
Or all of the above.
All of the above, right. And so we just find that we just have to hire more kids so that everyone can have the necessary time off.
Yeah, okay. So, well, is that everything?
I think that's everything, and unless I should mention that maybe 9 years ago, we started up a committee to work on historic sculptures, and someday I'll tell you a whole lot of history of Fort Pierre that's really fascinating. But we decided that having sculptures telling the story would be really helpful in Fort Pierre, so we have three sculptures now in the works, three that have been commissioned, and one is a bison, and John Lopez is the sculptor for that, and he's very well known in South Dakota, and in fact, he is in Abu Dhabi right now at an art show, and he has a beautiful sculpture of a trotting horse that I have seen, that when I've been to his studio, I have seen that trotter, and it's gorgeous, and it was sold to someone in that country, and so he's over there with his sculpture, but he's doing a bison for us, and that's going to be awesome, and it will be located in the New Bridge Plaza area. And then we have another piece that is in the process that will be a replica of not to scale, of course, of an aircraft carrier that was John Waldron's base. And John Waldron is a Fort Pierre hero, World War II, and the bridge is named for him. And so that will also be in the Bridge Plaza area. And then the final one that we're doing that we just commissioned is Pierre Chouteau, who is kind of the father of Fort Pierre. That's where Fort Pierre gets its name, and mm-hmm. Pierre gets its name. And of course, we, since we're so German and Norwegian, we would never pronounce it in the correct French way. So we're very excited about Pierre Chouteau coming to home. And that one will probably be done first. It will probably be done this fall. And we haven't determined a location for Pierre Chouteau yet, but we'll be in that process. So I think that's all I have to talk about this morning. So
right. Artwork is always great.
It is. It is. And it just, any time that you can celebrate your culture and your history, it's a wonderful way to do that.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for coming in this morning, Mary Hansen. It's always great to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. Well.
And have a great day.
Thank you. You too.